Blog Talk Radio.
Attempted and failed assassination of Adolf Hitler at the Wolf's Lair. It was Colonel Klaus von Stauffenberg, Catholic aristocrat, Army career officer, seriously wounded in North Africa. Hitler took an awful revenge upon the families and the rest of his enemies in Germany. And, of course, there have been several movies about it. The most recent is starring Tom Cruise, last name of Pothier, and he played Klaus Stauffenberg, was called Valkyrie. among the birthdays today, we jumped to deaths on that one, but it's an anniversary. Petrarch, the poet, 1304, was born. The only guy who refused the Nobel Prize was a Swedish poet named Erik Karfelt. It's interesting that lately the Nobel Prize, as well as the Pulitzer Prize, have been the quality of people who win these prizes or who are awarded these prizes. A lot of controversy about them. There was a Bolivian woman, controversy about her. There was a Nobel Prize, and of course, Mr. Obama getting the Nobel Peace Prize. Nobody's talking about that. And, of course, we have the Pulitzer Prize, which has been given to media people who turned out to be fiction writers and fraudsters, literary fraudsters. And, of course, we don't know who chooses these recipients and what are the criteria and who checks. It's typical. It's like the polls. Also on this day, Sir Edmund Hillary, a New Zealander, who was the first man to successfully climb to the top of Mount Everest. He credited honey as giving him endurance. Excuse me. Elliot Richardson of the Boston Brahmin family was born on this day, and he is related to Bill Richardson, who is half Latino. His father, that's where he gets the name Richardson from, his from the Massachusetts side. And Bill Richardson was governor of Massachusetts, or senator, I think. He was also attorney general in the Nixon administration and secretary of defense. Nelson Doubleday, people remember him, if they're in literature, remember him as a publisher, and also he owned the New York Mets. And one of the most gorgeous women ever to act in England, Diana Rigg of the Avengers, was born today. Natalie Wood, of Russian Jewish heritage, actually her name was Natasha Gurdin. She died in a mysterious drowning off that boat. She couldn't swim, and I understand the circumstances of her death are under a new investigation as to whether she was pushed overboard or what. And those who love salsa and American Latin music, Carlos Santana was born today. Among the deaths today, assassination of Abdullah ibn Hussein, Jordan's king, in 1951, he was assassinated. The Shah of Iran, who was another imposter in a sense, referred to the Jordan's king as those Bedouins. Great journalist of ABC's nightly news, Frank Reynolds, he had a great voice, he died in 1983. Among the events today, in 1773, first Scottish settlers arrived at Picton in what is now Nova Scotia. In fact, some people, Jack Phillips, who was probably the foremost radio engineer here in Northern California, taught at John O'Connell School, where I met him at KLW. His ancestors, some of them came from Russia and went through Nova Scotia. And then, of course, the refugees from Canada, Evangeline, some of them went to Nova Scotia, others went to Louisiana after the French French and Indian War, where the French were defeated at the Battle of Plains of Abraham. And in 1868, the first use of tax stamps on cigarettes was imposed. And of course, we've learned that they're not talking about it, that the attempt to put another tax on cigarettes, a dollar tax on cigarettes here in California that are sold, apparently has failed at the ballot box. And of course, one of the persons promoting this additional tax was Lance Armstrong, who appears to have his own problems with the claim that he used enhancements or stimulants to win all those bicycle races. In Canada, in 1871, back to Canada, British Columbia, which is known as the California of Canada, they became the sixth Canadian province. It's always said about Canada that their 10 provinces united in fear of the United States. And the only thing that keeps them together is that fear. In 1872, a guy named Mahlon Loomis got a patent for a wireless. Now, he claimed that he used two kites to generate communication or transmission between two points in the Blue Ridge Mountains. And so this was, if it is accurate, this was the forerunner of radio, which was Marconi is generally considered to be the inventor of radio. In 1881, Sitting Bull surrendered to the federal troops, and he was sent to a reservation. And in 1917, when the United States entered World War I, the first draft lottery was held on this date. In 1940, there was supposed to be an Olympics. Finland was awarded them after Japan rejected the Olympic Games, but the war had already started, so there was no Olympic Games that period, and it wasn't any in 1940 either. Among the other events today, FDR was nominated for a fourth term. In 1944, of course, von Stauffenberg failed to kill Hitler, and he was later, von Stauffenberg was later executed, and many other people. And then, of course, we don't hear about it today, but the problem with the Turks and the Greeks on the island of Cyprus. In 1974, Turkey invaded Cyprus to protect what they claim were the rights of the Turks who were living there. And then another Democrat was nominated for president on this day, Michael Dukakis. So it's kind of interesting. We've had just about every ethnic group. We've had Winnie Harden, who was accused of having Negro blood. We've had, and religion, we've had John Kennedy, Catholic. Joe Lieberman, a senator from Connecticut, Jewish. I don't know if he practiced. We have Michael Dukakis, who is Greek Orthodox, and now we have Mitt Romney, who is a Mormon. So I guess we covered all the bases. We haven't had a Buddhist yet. A Buddhist or, and then, of course, there's controversy about Obama, whether he's a Muslim and he's half African or half black. There's some question now that maybe that birth certificate is accurate except for the father. There are claims that Obama may have been born in Hawaii, but Obama was not his father. It was Frank. Well, we're not going to get into that one just now. I think we'll get into that another day. Now, in 1990, Justice Brennan, Franklin Marshall, was not related to Justice Marshall. He was a black homosexual who messed around with Obama's mother and took nude pictures of her, pictures of Obama's mother in the nude. And he was also a notorious communist who went to stir up a labor unrest in Hawaii. And he was there at the same time Obama was supposed to have been, Barack Obama was supposed to have been born there. He just may be the father. 1990, Justice William Brennan, a Catholic from New Jersey, was Eisenhower appointed him. William Brennan retired after 36 years on the U.S. Supreme Court, also known as SCOTUS. One of the things we haven't heard in recent presidential campaigns are composers, songs composed for the candidates. This is one of the last ones. This was Irving Berlin was the composer of this song called I Like Ike, and this was used in 1952 when Eisenhower got the nomination, the Republican nomination, and he successfully ran for president and lasted two terms.
They like Ike, and Ike is good on a mic. They like Ike,
but Ike says he don't wanna.
That makes Ike the kind of fella they like. And what's more, they seem to think he's gonna.
But hell, he won't get out. There is so plenty of fight. Hell, he won't get out. He's got what it's like.
But there's Ike, and Ike is good on a mic. And they know the boats that he can carry.
But don't forget to carry.
But they like Ike.
For nearly 20 years, we've had the people cheer. The Democrats continue to advance.
Of course they could arrange to make a sudden change.
But no one's round who seems to have a chance.
Oh, but they like Ike, and Ike is good on a mic. They like Ike.
But Ike says he's not bidding.
Well, that makes Ike the kind of fella they like. And what's more, they seem to think he's kidding.
But hell, he won't consent. He'll get a knock in the jaw.
Republican president?
That does end the law.
If it's Ike, your chief can go on a hike. And we boys will see he doesn't carry.
They can't do that to Harry.
But they like Ike.
They won't take talk stall.
And Captain Jack is small.
The same would go for Vandenberg and Pat.
And Huey's right in line with William Jennings Bryan.
There isn't anyone that they can grab.
Except for the fact that they like Ike, and Ike is good on a mic. They like Ike,
but Ike says he won't take it.
That makes Ike the kind of fella they like. And what's more, they seem to think he'll make it.
But Harry's on the ground, and should Republicans win, when they come around, he won't let them in.
If it's Ike, your chief can get on his bike, and his thing a moving van will carry.
They can't do that to Harry.
Yes, but they
like Ike. I like Ike. They like Ike.
Now, that song was written by Irving Berlin, who emigrated legally from Russia. He married a woman who was Irish ethnicity, had four daughters. She was Roman Catholic. He was Jewish, and he lived to be 100 years old. I don't know of any other song that was written for a presidential campaign after this. We've had others, like when FDR was nominated. And, of course, he got nominated on the platform that he would approve the overturning of the 18th Amendment, the Volstead Act, and repeal prohibition so people could drink. And the song at that time was Happy Days Are Here Again, Happy Days in More Ways Than One, because people could drink. And, of course, they were looking forward to economic recovery, full economic recovery. So I think during the LBJ, when he ran for the one term, to finish out Kennedy's and then one term in his own right, and he didn't run for re-election in 1968, as I recall, I think they used the song Everything's Coming Up Roses, which was written by Julie Stein, who wrote this for the stripper Gypsy Rose Lee, and the song, the show, the movie was Gypsy. It was a true story of a great stripper with a lot of class. We're going to have other songs out of the Brazola Carson archives and also from the work that we did at Western Public Radio and KLW and, of course, in other countries, Australia, New Zealand, Canada. Among the other things that have coming up, that the Russians are now corralling in these NGOs, non-government organizations, and these nonprofits which are trying to operate in Russia. Apparently, they've learned from the United States where the new political machine is the so-called nonprofit, or what more accurately should be called the non-tax-paying profit, because a lot of these operators, these quote community organizers, either infiltrate and co-opt existing nonprofit community organizations, or they set up these bogus nonprofits and they use it to enhance their personal wealth and retirement and that of their friends and family, and make illegal political campaign contributions to the public officials who steer federal, public, and state and local funds to these organizations. It's I told Jack Anderson's people when they wrote about me in 1988 that if you want to get into nonprofits, get into animal rights, AIDS, and affordable housing, the triple A's. Sandusky in Pennsylvania had his nonprofit, which he used to corrupt young boys. But if he had been in San Francisco and worked in the San Francisco Unified School District, there's a good chance he would have had immunity, because the school district had been co-opted by one a school board member who was allegedly the head of NAMBLA, the Man Boy Love International Organization, pedophile organization, and also the decision by the San Francisco Unified School Board to allow open homosexual and lesbian teachings in the San Francisco schools, and to pay these bogus groups $1,000 a day of American taxpayer money. None of these groups were checked out for past criminal record or pedophilia, being involved in pornography or prostitution. It's a good chance had Sandusky operated in San Francisco, he'd probably gotten away with it. Now, one of the things that have come up since Sandusky was dealing with athletes and the programs related to athletic programs at Penn State, on the web, this is part of the what I call the public toilet sewer line people, there are various videos not only targeting young military recruits in their showers and their medical examination rooms, saunas, toilets, locker rooms. There are also there were some of video voyeuring of middle school and high school athletes and students. This is not well publicized in the media, because some of the media people are involved in this stuff. Those media people were involved in the male prostitution newspapers such as the Bay Reporter. Another issue we should be looking at, all these cities, states are complaining that they don't have enough money and they're running out of funds. Well, they should start looking at untapped revenue sources such as bicycles. disability plates, what is known as QUETAM, funds that have been ripped off or not accounted for by the recipients of nonprofit organizations who got federal, state, and local funds and have not either done the work or done shoddy work or ripped off the funds and not done the work at all. So there's a thing called QUETAM, and they should be looking at that and going after these people. There may be billions of dollars out there. And these are some of the questions that thinking Americans should be thinking about and talking about and demanding that action be taken. And what it amounts to, since these people are involved in political organizations and giving political campaign contributions and setting up political action committees, is if you're looking at the auditing of these organizations, and you can't find audits for a lot of them. And also, such as the bicycle groups, they don't pay taxes. There's no license plates on these vehicles, no safety devices, no insurance, no liability insurance. But yet they're loudmouths and they're political agitators, but they have political representation without taxation. It's the old Tea Party in reverse. Or I shouldn't use that term, because the Tea Party today is used as seen as a conservative voice trying to get accountability. And another issue, we keep hearing about change. What's the point of calling for change when all you're changing of the faces and the people and the organizations, and it's the same old political corruption? What we should be talking about, what we should be thinking about, what we should be working toward is reform. And one of our bylines, you know, when we had Veritas USA, was renaissance. The country is ready for renaissance, renewal, and reform. So that should be the campaign slogan for politicians who want to clean up this mess, both in Washington and in their local governments. Something to think about, folks. And we'll be back Monday, and we'll have more of Political Animal, which is based on a book that I wrote, which has been withdrawn. And since the publisher went bankrupt, two of our books. And so we're going to be transferring some of this stuff to CD and video. And, of course, we're going to end right now with our favorite theme. And we're getting down to maybe there's somebody, we don't have smoke-filled rooms, is what the term was used when Warren G. Harding was nominated for president. But we don't know if we have politicians sitting around or political decision makers sitting around playing politics while they're playing poker and see who's holding a winning hand for their candidate. So we'll end right now with our theme, politics and poker.
What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Okay, Tony, what are you
going
to
do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Fine, fine.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year.
Big Ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where's the clap?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush, nothing.
Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
I suppose we should make Jack Riley the guy.
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y?
I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say, when you got a pair of jack, bet up.
Politics and poker, politics and poker. Shuffle up the cards and find the joker. Need a game for children, need a game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick.
Politics or poker, which is more important?
Paratrace.
Bedham.
Little trade, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your mind.
I'll call.
I'll hold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Say, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Panyashinkovich. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale?
Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot! That's me!
Politics and poker! Politics and poker! Play for a pot that's mediocre! Politics and poker! Rubbing neck and neck! If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the deck!
We're going to be ending a minute or two early. My voice is going. We'll be back Monday. I have to attend a radio convention tomorrow, so I need my voice. This is Peter Paul Brazola. See you back Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And also, you're free and invited to go to our YouTube site, Amicus Veritas, AmicusVeritas. Good night. Have a good, safe weekend.